Hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm actually terrified.
Oh, come on, you're just talking to me.
I have to tell you my story. I've got a very old orange Escort. It's a 1976 model.
Yes.
And it does not go fast. And when I fetch my kid from school, the Zuidplantsburg Road is four lanes, two either way. And they always trap in Zuidplantsburg Road. But it's 80 across an experimental farm, and then it goes down to 60. So, of course, I go 80 where I can, and I go down to 60 where we into the suburb.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that the taxi drivers, I now stick on the right-hand side because very soon after I've crossed the robot, I've got to turn right. They stick on my backside and flash their lights and go nuts because I'm going 60 in the right-hand lane, but that is what the limit is.
Oh, yes, you see, but taxi drivers are just rude, uncouth people.
Well, you know what I do? I just carry on going 60.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Ignore them.
Ignore them, Edith. Ignore them because they're rude. Jerome?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi there. Nalina, I'd just like to say that I think it's a pretty fair plan between male and female drivers. I think it's more an attitude problem that we have in this country.
Mm.
I must just say, my sisters-in-law, they're atrocious drivers.
They what?
They are atrocious. They drive as fast as what their cars can possibly go. It doesn't matter what the speed limit is.
But does a fast driver make you necessarily an atrocious driver? I don't think so. I mean, because you drive fast does not necessarily mean that you're a bad driver. But then, if you drive fast and can't control the car, if something happens, dog crosses in front of you, then you are a bad driver. Thank you very much for your calls. It's news time. It's 11 o'clock.